I suppose I've been here from the very start, so I can remember the community hall meetings that we had in Carhartt-Savine, in Dingle Skelligs, kind of, you know, and it was at the depths of winter when we were coming out talking about this new brand that we were proposing for the west coast of Ireland, the Wild Atlantic Way. And it has been a phenomenal success from day one. And I think the reason that it's such a success is because the communities, the local towns, villages saw the value of bringing the visitors out to the hinterland, to the rural areas, to get to experience all our fantastic walks, the cycles, the adventures, the activities that are out on kind of, you know, in the rural hinterland. So it drove economic growth for the local areas. It drove employment for there. And you suddenly had some of the providers that were going from a very short season, kind of 6 to 8 weeks, that were beginning to extend their season year on and year on. So we're now 10 years later, and you have hotels that are open all year round. You have activity providers that have started up. So we would have sponsored under our small grant scheme 4 new businesses or enhanced visitor experiences down on the Skelly coast. So Valencia Lighthouse, the Transatlantic Cable Story, the Eight Wonder, Port McGee Whiskey and Senboat Experience, and the revamp of the Carhartt-Savine Barracks. You know, 4 fantastic new experiences within a hinterland of about kind of 5-10 kilometres for the visitor to extend stay in an area that may not have seen visitors coming in kind of, you know, prior to the Wild Atlantic Way.
And that's so important, isn't it? Because Kerry is quite a big county as well, and it has lots to offer. You know, we're blessed really in where we're located, but there are certain areas obviously that do better than others, you know, that it would be like automatically thought of when it comes to tourism. But I think this Wild Atlantic Way, as you touched on there, kind of opened it up to the whole county really, and gave other areas a chance to kind of bring in money to the local economy, and that's kind of what it's all about.
It is, and I suppose kind of we in Fáilte Ireland, we're currently working kind of with an awful lot of the tourism providers right throughout the county of Kerry. So for example, you just mentioned there, kind of like if you take maybe one of the lesser known areas of Kerry to the international visitors, would be North Kerry, like Ballybunion, Finnet, the beaches, the new greenways that have been developed by Kerry County Council. Absolutely new product that are coming on board that are opening up the lesser known areas to the visitor. And it's our job working with the local communities, with the tourism providers, to get that known out into the international marketplace. And that's what Mehl here is all about, is bringing the new product that's available in their lesser known areas of the Wild Atlantic Way and in Kerry, to get them to come and stay in those areas, because they all have fantastic things to do and see in every part of Kerry, which is, I think it's kind of talking with a lot of the industry here, kind of like they're all jealous of Kerry, kind of, you know, so they all want to be part of the Kerry news story and kind of be in Kerry. And they look at Kerry industry as those that are leaders in what's happening within the tourism industry. They take note of what's happening here in Kerry, and they try and look and see how can they do that in their own destinations to improve kind of, you know, what they're doing and the offering that they're given. But Kerry shone up there in lights in terms of what they're doing and how they're doing it, more importantly. And I think it's the cooperation, it's the collaboration that's done between all kind of, you know, whether you're a state agency, whether you're a small provider or a big provider, it's the collaboration of working together and working as one will improve the destination, get the message out there, and kind of, you know, start looking at it kind of in a cohesive way, that they're all one voice, one message for the county of Kerry.
That's fantastic, and it's great to see that it's having such a benefit countywide. In terms of the people that are coming to Kerry and visiting Kerry, is that something that they want to, will they not be in the typical area, but to be finding the hidden gems around the county that's not really, I suppose not that it's not advertised, but it's not overly well known, I suppose.
You hit the nail on the head. It's about that authentic experience. So particularly for a lot of the markets are now looking for, it's what have the others not seen? Kind of where are the hidden gems? Like there are so many fantastic beaches here in Kerry. Like kind of you'll see people on some of the beaches, but there's so many other beaches that are, you know, you can walk them and not see anybody on them. So it is getting out into those hidden gems, kind of, you know, where the people can go in, and it's meeting the local people, finding out the local stories. Like you've Gaeltacht there is here as well, here in Kerry. It's meeting the people and having the cúpla focal with those in the area. It's all about that authenticity, and Kerry does that fantastically. It's not about putting on a show. They do it naturally. So it's living their lives, and kind of it's kind of getting immersed in the communities that are there and finding out where the locals are going. Where's the best sing song? Where do you go to go for your swim in the morning? Where do you go for your cycle or for your hike? So it's finding out what the locals are doing and following in their footsteps. And that's where we work with the communities in terms of what's the best thing for the visitor to do here, and start looking at them and working with them and promoting it for the best for Kerry here.
Fantastic. And how is the season going at the moment? We'll say it's difficult for businesses, I suppose. There's no denying it. You know, there's a lot of cost and there's a lot of overheads, I suppose, that they're experiencing at the moment. But do you think that will be offset to a point in terms of the numbers that are coming into the county this year?
Speaking with the industry here, they are all very buoyant about the numbers that they have on their books for the summer coming in. I know there are challenges for them then as well in terms of retention of staff, kind of, you know, the cost of doing business are huge for businesses in the area. But they're still out there and they're still selling Kerry. And they're still here today to kind of get that visitor to come into the door. And I think what they're looking for is kind of, you know, the value for money for the customer that's coming into Kerry. But it's also looking at telling them, this is what you can do and this is the value that you're getting here in Kerry. It's all about kind of delivering a valuable experience to the visitor, kind of, you know, because they're our best ambassadors when they go back overseas again. So if they have had a great time here in Kerry, they're going to go back and promote Kerry here as well. So that's the advantage of kind of, you know, making sure that you're giving the visitor the best experience that they can have, and albeit in very challenging times. But looking at the industry inside here today, they're also buoyant and they're all upbeat and they're all looking for a really, really good season ahead.
They certainly are. There's a lovely atmosphere and a great buzz here. People are very excited, I think. And like some people are saying, they're, you know, they're looking towards 2026 already, which is just amazing to think of. That shows what this event is all about. It's forging connections, looking to the future and just ensuring that what we have to offer here in Kerry is still there in 2026, but it's still there in a way that people want to come, and it's growing all the time.
Yeah, so I think if you look at any of the industry that are in here, they're all thinking 25, 26, 24 is sold. So they're looking 25 and they're looking 26 and 27. And we have over, I'd say, 10 new experiences from the Wild Atlantic Way in here showcasing what they're doing on the Wild Atlantic Way. So sometimes for the businesses, they have to realise it's a slow burner. So it takes coming back here, building the relationships, getting to know the businesses. So it can take 2-3 years to build up that business. But they're all thinking they're doing their pricing for 25, they're doing their pricing for 26 now, so that they're getting the business on the books for the next couple of years, which will kind of ensure that Kerry remains front of mind for the businesses that are coming in and for the buyers that are here today. And there's over 35 new buyers here in Mehill this year, which is brilliant. So that's kind of showcasing what is on offer on the Wild Atlantic Way to kind of 30 new buyers, which is brilliant. And it's under one roof. And it's not that you have to go out and find them. They're coming in and they're finding you. But if you look around now and they're all breaking maybe for lunch and coffees, that's where a huge amount of the networking is done. That's where the relationships are built. And it's all about that. It's the personal touch. It's getting to know them face to face. Because if they meet you, they'll know that you're true and that you're delivering that authentic experience. You can be found out quite easily if you're not selling the real thing. So it's really interesting.
Exactly. Having that face-to-face is really important, I think. When you look to the future and you think of tourism, how do you feel? Do you think it's going to keep growing and keep being as successful as it has been in the past?
I think so. Look, I think sometimes that we can get negative publicity, but I think at the end of the day, there's over 70,000 people kind of overseas that think of themselves Irish. So if we can touch any part of those, I think Ireland, as long as we continue to give that authentic experience, as long as that we're true to ourselves, and that kind of, you know, it's the towns, villages and communities that will be the people that will sell tourism. And once they're true to themselves, I think the visitors will see that we will continue to grow and increase. And I think Ireland will always be a destination for people to come to. I think kind of when you talk to the operators here, every one of them would say that this is one of the best events that they get to showcase what a destination has to give. So I think we have to be true to that. And I think that the operators, as long as they're coming back, and I think once we have a lot of the Irish trade that are willing to sell to them, Irish tourism can always be on the up and up and will always remain buoyant and kind of, and have our visitors coming back. As you know, like, we've increased the visitors to, is it kind of up to nearly 3 million more visitors to the Wild Atlantic Way from 10 years ago. So let's look to another 10 years and it's 6 million kind of coming into the Wild Atlantic Way. The future is bright, and I think we have a fantastic industry that are selling Ireland, and we have to back them and we have to make sure that we're there for them.
Now, we're staying at Killarney at the Mehill event. While I was there, I also got to speak to some of the people who were taking part and that were promoting their own businesses. Have a listen.
My name is James Murphy, and I am the founder and owner of Port Magee Whiskey.
And so when did the company launch?
We actually launched the company back in 2018, and we've been building slowly but surely ever since.
And how has it been going?
Good. I guess with the help of Fault Ireland, we've come a long way. We've got a visitor experience down in Port Magee. It's called the Spirit of the Sea experience. So we're kind of more than just whiskey. It's whiskey plus history, storytelling and culture. And yeah, Fault Ireland really helped us get over the line with that one.
And And what does it mean to a new business like yourself to have that support from Fault Ireland?
I'll be quite honest, we wouldn't be where we are without it. We were very lucky to kind of, I guess, go under the wings of Fault Ireland very early on. My brother had a lot of work to do to get us there, but without them, we just wouldn't be where we are today. So they're great for the areas, they're great for the small businesses like ourselves. And the more you can do for them, the more they'll do for you.
And it must be a great opportunity to meet so many different people. We'll say at the one event, you know, you're there for the day and you're reaching out to so many different people. How does that benefit your business?
Mehel is an amazing event. It's speed networking. Spend 10 minutes with people. You've got 20 meetings in the day. You'd never meet these people otherwise. And it's just right on our doorstep as well, which makes it handy. The Dublin fellas have to come down to us for a change.
Exactly. It's fantastic to have this event in Kerry. It's absolutely brilliant. Who would be your target audience or who would be your typical customer?
I guess we have such a wide-ranging experience. It's more than just whiskey. It's storytelling and all that. So Americans love the history of it. They love our own family's connection to it. Then you've got the whiskey lovers. They're coming down to Port Magee now because of us. And I guess we have loads of people coming from the UK, Europeans, French, Germans. And we're starting to see people from New Zealand, Australia coming over. So that's a big trip for those guys. So it's really cool to start seeing people from these parts of the world. And, you know, Europe is a big place and there's plenty of Europeans calling off just all the time.
That's fantastic. I know the Americans tend to plan well in advance, but does an event like this then give you kind of, I suppose, a grasp on next year maybe if you know that a big group is coming? Is it kind of typically tours, we'll say, that would come over?
Taking part in an event like Mehel and meeting the actual tour operators and knowing that, you know, you're building a relationship with them, and then down the line, as the relationships grow, they're going to book in tours, and knowing and be able to forecast your season is huge. It's very important just for even staffing purposes, so you know what you have to put on and this kind of stuff. So getting the pre-booked tours is essential for us to kind of understand where we're going in the year. We obviously take ad hoc all the time down Port Magee. Plenty of people just fly in and out, heading out to Skellig's. But for us to be here in Mehel and kind of organising ourselves with a kind of a future focus, that's massive for us.
And I know a lot of people here today are kind of planning for 2025, we'll say, but in terms of this year, how is the season looking for yourselves?
The season's looking bright so far. We're seeing people up the road already. Obviously, there's accommodation issues and all that, but we're going to plough through it. We've got a great offering down the Skellig Coast where we're from, and all we can do is show the guests that show up a good time, and the word spreads and they'll keep coming, so hopefully it's a good one.
Carmel Flynn, and I'm the Head of Sales and Marketing with Park Nacilla Resort and Spa near Sneem, on the Ring of Kerry, but importantly along the Wild Atlantic Way.
What does it mean to a business like Park Nacilla to be along the Wild Atlantic Way?
I think we're very fortunate as our property has carried so much heritage and legacy, but we sit literally just, you know, majestically right on the water. And I think when the great thinking, I suppose, of the people in Fort Ireland, Tourism Ireland, to bring the Wild Atlantic Way sort of touring route from Donegal to West Cork, it was a key selling point because it gave us a link, it gave us an association, particularly when you're a rural hotel and you're sort of standing away from a town or a village destination as such, or a town destination. We were able to set ourselves apart as a unique place right on the Ring of Kerry and right on the Wild Atlantic Way. And everything we do then at the resort really is about making our guests embrace the seascape and the landscape. We have a lot of curated experiences from boat trips to sea kayaking. We do eco-discovery walks, heritage tours, and all part of the guest experience. And it's made us, I think, us become a sort of that more of your unique offering and a standout offering. So it's been great, and it's certainly enhanced our business growth in the past 10 years.
And who would be the typical, I suppose, visitor to the hotel?
For us, we're fortunate, I suppose, we're about maybe to the two-thirds Irish, and that's probably by nature of the fact that we do open, I suppose, from early March to the end of November. We would then have approximately sort of 16-17% North America, and 11% UK, and Europe is a bit more difficult one, but we're getting there, improving all the time. Ideally, we'd like to be at kind of that 65-35, you know, ultimately, you know, but Ireland's keyly, very important.
It is, and it's great to get, we'll say, people from the locality, I suppose, coming to you as well, and, you know, people travelling down to Kerry to get you, which is great.
We're very interested with partners today. We're very focused towards our residents. We would, I suppose, have 80-plus hotel rooms. We would also have 65 homes as well. So in a really good summer's night of 450 sleepers, in the beautiful part of Sneem and part of Nacella, and it brings a lot to the area, and it's very important to, I suppose, to the economic viability of Sneem itself and the growth of the retail sectors and that are in business in Sneem.
It certainly is, and you're located, as you mentioned, in a beautiful part of the county. You're very, very lucky. An event like this, does it help you plan and help you forge connections, I suppose, for the future?
Hugely important. I mean, Mehel is a kind of a key part of our annual promotional calendar, and I suppose in all my years in the hospitality game, we place a huge value on having these meetings and connections with our people who bring us business already, and then how to grow those partnerships, and then of course always trying to forge new opportunities and new clients and new contacts and build on that. They do it so well for Walter Ireland and Tourism Ireland. We're very fortunate as a, you know, in our trade, to be able to have this event be brought to us, and particularly have it in Kerry, is great.
How has it been going? You've been having meetings kind of throughout the morning. How has it been going so far?
I've had a great morning. I suppose I was very particular, particularly in the first morning. You always go in advance, you make the appointments, and we're all sort of talking, and you're always fighting to get the cream of the cream, I suppose, at the very first morning. So it's been good. It's been very good, yeah. So everything's looking towards 26 at this point as well. You know, so particularly the American operators, they like to plan quite a bit ahead. So it's key for that reason.
That's probably great for you as well, though, to have an idea of, you know, not only just next year, but the year ahead again. That's probably helpful, I suppose, in terms of planning the future of the business.
It is. I suppose at this point, you're probably just very fortunate in those relationships, but you also have to work, you know, definitely always 12 months in advance, you know, and it's just part of something we've become accustomed to. Yes, 24 is gone. It's not that it's gone, but obviously still a lot of selling to do, but it'll be coming through different distribution channels as opposed to the trade. The trade just plan well in advance, and they need them from their point of view of their websites, their programming, their planning. They're always, and it depends on, you know, which operator you're talking to. So they all have different niche markets themselves. So yeah, but so you have to be in early. The early bird catches the worm.
It certainly does. Before I let you go, Carmel, I know things are difficult at the moment. There's a lot of like overhead costs, and businesses are finding it difficult. How is this season looking for ye?
There's no question that I suppose the market are becoming wiser. I think definitely there's a sensitivity to price, and we're probably looking at the moment coming in on par with 23. I don't think we're going to have much growth in 23, but that's where we're pacing for that at the moment. I think we're going to have to be clever, we're going to have to work harder, and I think value is on the table, and we're good at that.
My name's Dennis Dempsey. I'm one of the owners of Kinsale Mead down in Kinsale in West Cork. And we're Ireland's first meadery in about 200 years.
Fantastic. So tell us a bit about the business. What do you do?
So mead is a very old Irish drink. It probably goes back to like the start of Christianity in Ireland. And it's fermented from honey. So if you think of wine, you're fermenting from the sugars in grapes. With meads, you're fermenting from the sugars in honey. So that's why we made a lot more mead in the past than wine.
Have you taken part in Mehel before?
I did Mehel once before during, I think it was COVID, so it was all remote. So this is the first time I've been in person in Killarney at it, so it's fantastic, incredible array of people to meet here.
It certainly is. How are you finding the experience so far? It must be great to be able to forge connections with people, I suppose, face to face.
Yeah, it is. I guess you're representing both your region as well as your business, and a lot of people aren't that familiar maybe with, let's say, Kinsale, so you're spending a certain amount of time telling them about Kinsale and West Cork, and a certain amount of time talking about your own business.
And how do you find being part of the Wild Atlantic Way? How does that benefit you?
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, originally I'm from West Cork, but when we decided to set up the meadery, we were very conscious of finding a location that was going to be somewhere on the Wild Atlantic Way. So from Kinsale to Donegal, we looked at several places, and eventually we settled close to home. And Kinsale, obviously, you know, is kind of the official start or end. And so we get a huge influx of people from all over the world. So that makes a huge difference, because we're obviously selling our mead in many places, but also having a tourist offering, you know, tours and tastings is also a huge asset.
And would most of your business be kind of tours and pre-booked, or would it be more people doing the Wild Atlantic Way and kind of discovering as they come to the start or the end of it?
It's a mixture of both. So, I mean, for example, we get loads of beekeepers because we do honey tastings as well as mead. We get people who are obviously following the route. So if they've seen, a route that recommends several places to stop, then they may stop in with us. And then, you know, from things like ITOA conference and Mehel, we'll get, you know, lots of maybe independent travellers that are, you know, on an itinerary from their tour operator, and they're coming to Kinsale and they're visiting us.
I also caught up with Miriam Kennedy, who's the head of the Wild Atlantic Way in Fáilte, Ireland.
She started off by telling me about how many businesses and how many buyers were taking part in Mehel.
So we have 380 of our Irish industry partners here and over 240 buyers from all over the world. So you can probably hear the buzz in the room earlier on. You know, there's a lot of business being done and it's really great to see the interest that the international buyers still have in Ireland, and we hope to see a lot of business from this event.
So there's lots happening and a lot of deals, a lot of meetings taking place. Can you talk us through maybe some of the figures and how many deals maybe or how many potential meetings might be taking place?
Well, look, it's hard to quantify the exact amount of business, but just to put it in context, international visitor revenue is worth 5.6 billion euro to Ireland. 10,000 meetings are happening here at Mehel, and a large proportion of that contracting and business really starts here. So we're really confident that it'll be another great Mehel, and the feedback from all of the industry who are taking part in those meetings is that all the international buyers are still really positive about Ireland. They're still really keen to program it, and you know, we're happy that we have solid relationships with them.
You mentioned it's your flagship event. Obviously, it's hugely important, but forging these connections and meeting people from all over, really, how important is that to tourism in Ireland and the future of it?
It's absolutely crucial, and we work really closely with our colleagues in Tourism Ireland to do that. So, you know, Mehel, it's a, you know, 3-day event, but the work that goes into it takes, you know, months every year to do, but it's worth it, and we'll continue to do it because we see results from it, and it's really, really important to the Irish tourism industry that we continue to do it.
Miriam, we've seen a lot of new businesses crop up over the last few years as well, and new experiences, I think, as well, is something we're seeing more and more of, and especially here in Kerry, there's lots of different things to experience, be it, you know, on the lakes of Killarney or up the mountains all over the county. That's great to see, and I think, is that something that people who are travelling here want to do more of?
Oh, it definitely is. I think we can see, you know, tourism changing. People have also become more active and they like getting out and about, and the range of things to do is really important, but the walking, hiking, kayaking, all the ways that you can explore the great outdoors, you know, that's a really important and kind of on-trend theme, and we're really, really well placed to make the most of that. But look, it just, I think we're often, when people come to Ireland, I suppose, and they come to the West Coast, I really feel they see that real authentic culture, but they also see that people aren't jaded from tourism. People are still welcoming tourists. We need the business on the West Coast, but they also have, you know, what we call a wild antiquary lifestyle, where, you know, their job is often their passion, and that comes out and people see that, and I think that's what really makes people come back and want to visit Ireland again.
We're here celebrating 10 years of the Wild Atlantic Way since it was launched. How has it gone over the past decade?
Well, look, it's been such a success story, really, for the West Coast, for industry partners and communities and everybody really living on the West Coast. So 10 years, we were here at Mehel launching in a very different economic climate. We had, you know, a season of not more than 6 to 8 weeks in many areas. We had coastal communities declining. We had a lot of business closing. And there was a real sense of despair among the industry. And we really felt in Fáilte Ireland that we had to do something. And the Wild Atlantic Way was the big idea that we had, and it's been quite a journey since. We're now looking at a brand that's delivering 3 billion euro worth of visitor spend into the West Coast. It's supporting over 120,000 jobs. That's 35,000 additional jobs to when we launched it. And while we're so proud of the positive impact it's had on the whole West Coast, we're particularly pleased with the impact it's had on the smaller businesses. And we've seen so many of those, you know, spring up and pop up since the launch of the Wild Atlantic Way. And even looking around here at Mehel, you know, in Kerry, we have Kerry Acra Terra Boat Tours, we have Port McGee Sen Tours, we have all of these gorgeous, you know, Wild Atlantic experiences that the visitor is really enjoying and coming back for more and more.
And having, we'll say, an area, or like quite a large area really, when we talk about the Wild Atlantic Way, branded in a specific way, how does that help the areas that are covered by it?
Well, I suppose what really gave us was scale. When we were looking at this originally, we were thinking, well, what would make us different? We already had, you know, the Great Ocean Road, you know, about 250 kilometres. There was the garden route in South Africa. And scale was what we hit on as one of those things that would make us different. So 2,500 kilometres, we're the longest touring coastal route in the world, and that gave people a theme, I suppose, that they could hook into. So, you know, if you're doing, you know, seaweed tasting with John here in Kerry, you know, and then you're up in Sligo doing an oyster tasting, they're no longer single experiences, they're a theme along the whole West Coast, and it just gave us that cut through internationally that we didn't have before. And I think the other thing is that, you know, it was a brand that people saw themselves in. straight away. And I think that was really a really big part of the success. When we launched it first, we went to every single community, you know, on the West Coast. We asked them, what are the stories you want to tell about your region? And those panels that you see, the discovery points of 188 of those, every single story came from that community. So, you know, I think the authenticity and simplicity of the brand, it really resonated with locals. And I think that's what made it successful so quickly. People used it, they embraced it, and we're proud of it. And I live in Galway myself. I can see the effect that it's had. I live in Inverin in the Gaeltacht, and we're all proud of the Wild Atlantic Way.
You touched on it there that, you know, it gave businesses the chance, I suppose, to pop up and for people to experience maybe smaller aspects of local communities along the route. How important is that for people, you know, in terms of making a living, I suppose, and in terms of attracting people into a specific area?
I think it's hugely important. I mean, the businesses I just mentioned there are in remote areas, and that's what the Wild Atlantic Way has done. It's given those remote areas a really good business reason to attract people. They've hooked into the brand. And for the visitor, the international visitor in particular, authentic tourism experience is what they want. People are moving away from that, you know, stopping and taking a photo and moving on. They want to actually get to know the people of the area. They want to see how we live. And that suits the Wild Atlantic Way businesses perfectly, because that's what we're really good at. We're good at, you know, sharing how we live with people. And I think the joy and the passion that people have in their businesses, I think that's what's so attractive to an international visitor. That's what they keep coming back for. And of course, we love tourism in Ireland and the West Coast in particular. And that comes across to the visitor.
In terms of visitor numbers, how many people would have travelled along the Wild Atlantic Way over the past decade?
Well, I can tell you we have 2 million more visitors coming to the Wild Atlantic Way over the last 10 years, and 1 million of those were international visitors. So look, it's had a huge impact. And I think, you know, what it's really done is it's just brought visitors to villages or towns that they wouldn't have been to before. And it continues to do that. But look, it's still a young brand. You know, the story isn't over. The Great Ocean Road is 90 years old in Australia, and that's still going strong. And we have, you know, strong ambitions for the Wild Atlantic Way. We want it to be in the top 5 touring routes in the world by 2027. We want all year round visitors in the southern half of the Wild Atlantic Way. We're looking to see how we can disperse the visitor even more into the region, lengthen the season. So we're still working really hard on all that, and it remains a priority for Fall to Ireland to do that.
You touched on it there, like it is important to keep it going now when it's so successful to date and everything that you've done has worked so far. Like, how do you go on to the next level and bring it to the next step now to make it last, we'll say, into the 90 years, as you mentioned there?
Well, look, as I said, 10 years is actually still quite young as a brand, and we're using the opportunity of 10 years of the Wild Atlantic Way as a way of shining a spotlight on the West Coast. We've had a huge amount of international press already with people talking about it, coming back to visit, writing about, you know, this isn't the end of the journey, it's the beginning. But one of the important things, I suppose, is the continued investment. And we are continuing to do that in Fall to Ireland. Over the next 5 years, we have over €70 million committed in investment to the Wild Atlantic Way. We have things like shared facilities at beaches. We have new visitor attractions. We're supporting hundreds of small businesses. So, you know, I think we're still bringing everybody with us on the journey. But I suppose our commitment from Fall to Ireland is that the Wild Atlantic Way will see sustained investment, and it will see sustained promotion by ourselves in Fall to Ireland and overseas in Tourism Ireland.
And in terms of businesses, we'll say, that are located along the Wild Atlantic Way, or someone that maybe has a new business idea and they're located along the route, can they get in touch with you and, you know, become part of it all?
They absolutely can. There is nothing we like more in Fall to Ireland than someone ringing us or emailing us and saying, we have a new business, can you help us? Of course we can. We have a really strong regional team here based all through Kerry, actually, and we have an office in Killarney. So wildatlanticway@falltoireland.ie if you want to get in touch with us.
Time for another quick break now, but do stay tuned.
Keep up to date with Kerry Business News. Follow InBusinessOrK on Twitter